ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
I offer my respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and to all of you. You are Vaishnavas and therefore the most worshipful in the whole universe. Hare Krishna. Yesterday, we discussed the legacy of book distribution. How many of you were not at last night's presentation? Okay, I'm going to do a quick review. The song we just sang by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I should have given a warning ahead of time. And that is that the song will get stuck in your head. And for those who don't want that to happen, I usually ask that you go out of the room and cover your ears. But this is the actual means to be proficient on sankirtan. Has nothing to do with proficiency ultimately. It has to do with the feeling in your heart. Happiness is what drives the sankirtan devotees to go outside the door and to meet other people and share with them Krishna consciousness. And that happiness comes from the spiritual world, and the spiritual world is something that we can touch, or that touches us through the sound vibration. And especially the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur do that, because he was particularly empowered to spread the sankirtan movement all over the world, and Srila Prabhupada introduced us to the songs of Bhaktivinoda, as well as his character and philosophy. Now yesterday we talked about the legacy of book distribution, and that we're part of a sampradaya, which is a very enviable job to get. It's good work if you can get it, which means gift giving. Sampradaya actually means to bequeath, to pass on the most valuable thing that you're getting yourself to give it to others. So what our movement is really about is giving gifts to other people. Dadati pratigunati kuhyamakyati prichiti bhukte bojayate chaiva shatridam pratilakshanam. This is Rupa Goswami's description of the loving exchanges between devotees. Giving gifts, accepting gifts. Giving prasad, accepting prasad. Revealing one's heart in confidence and hearing others reveal their heart in confidence. And Prabhupada writes in his purport to this shloka that this is how the Krishna consciousness movement began, by giving gifts, giving prasad, accepting prasad, making friends with others and revealing one's mind to them, hearing them reveal their minds. This is what drives our Krishna consciousness movement, as this loving exchanges, priti lakshanam. So sankirtan is about meeting people, giving them the best of what we have. They are always happy to reciprocate in one way or another. And when they're not ready to reciprocate, we're happy with that too, because they'll appreciate that they received a gift, and that feeling will grow in their heart, and they'll come to appreciate later. So you don't have to worry. It's always effective what you do, going out to spread Krishna consciousness. So Advaita Acharya set the example for the mood of Krishna consciousness. He cried out to the Lord, offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water, knowing that this would attract his attention. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared in the world to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And there was, 500 years ago, a great joy in the hearts of the devotees when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to deliver everybody in the whole world. And he had two parts to his sankirtan movement. For those of you here last night, what was part one of his sankirtan movement? What about part two? Part one? Part two? Okay, now those who weren't there last night, you can join in. What's part one? And what's part two? Part two? Part two? Part one? So there's only two parts, so it's easy to pass on. There's not a lot of moving parts to the sankirtan movement. It's just these two parts. Chant Hare Krishna and teach others how to chant Hare Krishna and why they should chant Hare Krishna. Simple. program. Marketing is a science. It includes quantitative and qualitative reasoning. Marketers are always looking to how to accommodate people in the marketplace and make what they have more available, more usable. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Yogi Ananda did. They marketed this Hare Krishna movement and thought very carefully how to make it available to people. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission statement, every town and village. And now practically we see that devotees are dancing through the streets in cities all over the world, following the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Mahaprabhu's mission and his personal instruction to his devotees and showing his lila in this world, the movement gradually became hidden. It was underground for a long time until Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 1891, brought it back. He revived the marketplace and declared at Sarabhi Kunj that the marketplace for the holy name is now open. And he went on praying, just as Advaita Acharya did, for Lord Chaitanya to appear. Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked the Lord for a ray of Vishnu, that is, someone who would come into his family who would help him spread Krishna consciousness, as per the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also envisioned and predicted that a great personality would appear somewhere to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. At that time, also, there were great pure devotees. Like here we see Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who taught that you should finish your prescribed rounds no matter what. And he adhered to the very strict principles of bhakti. So these sadhus were always there behind the scenes of the preaching, driving this effort to distribute the pure holy name of the Lord all over the world. And that ray of Vishnu that appeared in the family of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he was very successful spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over India. The Gaudiya Math covered India with the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanting of the holy names. He also sent a group to Burma and also to England. And his wish was to see that the Western people would be able to take to Krishna consciousness and dance together in Harinam. So when Srila Prabhupada, at that time, Abhay Charanaravinda Das, approached his guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and said, "What can I do to help? Well, how can I serve you?" His guru told him, "If you ever get money, print books." He said these temples, like he had built a flagship temple in Calcutta, and afterwards there was fighting over who would get which room. And there was a sense of entitlement that was starting to come in. And the preaching was not as vibrant as it had been before. So he said, we were better off in Ultadanga, which was this crummy little part of Calcutta. It was like a slum where they lived in an old building. But everyone was enlivened for preaching. So he emphasized this mood to Srila Prabhupada and brought that to America. Of course, he also started temples. That's necessary to manage the results of one's outreach. But his emphasis was on books. And I'll mention again that as the late preeminent scholar of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the academic world, Joseph T. O'Connell, writes about in his paper called Institutionalizing Prema, there's two institutions in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. One is the organization itself, and the other is the literature. He calls that an institution unto itself. Then he gives the definition of an institution. An institution is the means by which we spread culture across time and geography. And then he said, culture means that which is real, right, and valuable. So what we have that's real, right, and valuable can be transported across time and geography, especially through Vaishnava literature. This was the contention of Joseph T. O'Connell, which is in parallel with the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Acharya, founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who said, I took this up from his mouth, from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's mouth, his guru's mouth, that he was very fond of books. And we talked last night in another presentation before this one about what books are. Do we have any books here, by the way? If so, could I take a look at one? Do you have a Bhagavad Gita, perhaps? It makes me nervous when I don't have a book around. A book, if you look at it, is a rare thing. Previously, they were written by hand, which is, oh, look at that. We have one. This is a rare thing, actually. Not too long ago, people had to write these out by hand. And they would use a stylus in India on palm leaves, and then have to put each palm leaf in the sun until the place where they had touched the leaf would turn to a different color, and then the words would appear. Now we have high-speed printing, electronic printing, digital. And we may take it for granted, but actually these are the rarest of treasures that we have in human society. I've always liked libraries myself. I find them very civilized. In places where there are despots, they don't let people have libraries. There's a reason for that. They don't want people to expand their minds and think about stuff. They just want them to follow the rules that they make. But books open the world to us. Now, what is a book, actually? I'd like to give another definition of a book besides just a book, a reading matter. It's a container. And what it holds inside are idea seeds. Seeds are powerful. Wherever they go, they take root, and then they grow into something unimaginable, practically. It's hard to see, when you look at a seed, that it's going to turn into something nice. It's small, dry, dark. But when you give it a little water, a little air, a little light, then something miraculous happens. It grows. And it can reproduce from there. So similarly, these are containers full of seeds. These seeds are actually from the spiritual world. And when they spill out into the minds and hearts of the people that we give them to, or they may not even be meant for the person we give them to, it might get passed on to another and then another and end up in the library somewhere. For instance, Srila Prabhupada, when he first started distributing his books in India, had distributed 16 copies of his first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to the Library of Congress that has an annex in Calcutta, or Delhi, rather. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam came to America 1 year before he did. And it ended up in the New York Public Library, because the Library of Congress would dispatch the various books that they pick up to various libraries and around the world to, as I said before, to transport culture across time and geography. So Brahmananda Prabhu told me, I interviewed him weeks before he passed away, and he told me that Prabhupada used to take several bus transfers to get up to the New York Public Library in order to visit his books. And Brahmananda's comment, he said that was Prabhupada's entertainment. He'd go there to see his books and marvel at how they had come across the ocean before he did. So this is the power of books. And then the book itself is meant for humans. Humans are what we call in our philosophy, of course, all living entities are tatastha shakti. They're marginal. And when one comes to the human form of life, then that portal opens up the possibility of using one's free will to investigate what is the purpose of life and so forth. Or not, because the living entity can choose, has free will, and therefore it's called tatastha, which means, sometimes we say neither here nor there, it means marginal potency. But what I like to say is the jiva is open to suggestion. Because jivas are not settled anywhere, really, until they become fully situated in the spiritual world. And now, here in the material world especially, whatever we hear about, we're influenced by. And therefore, when you talk to some jiva, they may say, no, 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 and then all of a sudden they'll go, okay. Jivas flip all the time. And by giving them transcendental literature, they can flip. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, Maya Mugda Jiver Nahi Sota Krishna Gyan, Jivere Kripaya Koila Krishna Veda Puran. That's why Veda Vyas, the editor of the Vedas, went to the trouble to make these books. He said, because The jiva doesn't automatically come out of ignorance. It's not swata. It's not automatic. But when you give mercy, when you inject some mercy, when you make some suggestion to the jiva, jiva, come here for a second. I just want to tell you something. And you make a little suggestion, jiva can flip. He can go back and he can wake up suddenly. And the best suggestion one can make is in the form of a book. You just say, jiva, take this, read it. Little jiva reads it, and then the words, the ideas, the seeds go into his heart and mind, into her heart and mind, and little jiva changes and decides, I'm going to be a devotee. So that's what books are. So this idea Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had to saturate the world with books was picked up by our Srila Prabhupada. When he came to America, that's what he brought with him, and that was what his mission was, to make sure that everyone got books. How do you like this picture? Prabhupada leading the charge, opening the marketplace, first in America, then Canada, then England, and then all over the world. And now we have books in many different languages. Here's his first pamphlet, when he had only three books, three volumes in the first canto. He said 60 volumes. He had no money, he had no contacts anywhere, and he said all over the world for scientific news. It's because he was backed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As mentioned by Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest capitalist, spiritual capitalist. So anyone who wants to start a business, we want spiritual entrepreneurs. We want people to take a risk. But what kind of risk are you taking? Well, you need to get some venture capital and put it on the line. And what's the venture capital? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If you simply ask him, please empower me, show me how to do this, please back me up. He's right there to back you. What better backer than Vishwambhara, the controller of the universe? So Prabhupada had this plan, he said, that he would inject Krishna consciousness into society by broadcasting the message. The original term broadcast comes from farming. It means to throw seeds far and wide. That's what broadcast means. It has other technological applications nowadays. But literally, he wanted the books to go out, the seeds from these books to go out into human society and affect people. And we talked last night in another presentation we gave. It was a different slide deck. But I showed, anecdotally, how it is that ideologies spread to human society. For instance, I'll give one example, and that was the movement of evolutionism. This idea that by natural selection, we have developed into complex forms. From simple organisms, now we've become more complex through natural selection. This is an idea that's pervasive. Any book you pick up nowadays, there'll be at least one paragraph in it and say, well, of course, we were like cave people before and now we've evolved into this. And most people don't have the Evolution of the Species book, but it's had its effect all over the world because the seeds spilled out and they've made their impact on human society. So in a similar way, by distributing Bhagavad Gita, we will have this impact on society by mass distribution. And this is not something sentimental, but it's actually scientific. It's a process that works. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a plan, and Prabhupada equated that plan with the distribution of transcendental literature, books and preaching. He said this is parallel with Lord Chaitanya's plan to distribute books. And he also mentioned, this is a nice quote, regarding Sankirtan and book distribution is also chanting, it is spoken kirtan. So when we distribute a book, we're actually distributing the chanting far and wide. It can penetrate places that the chanting can't. For instance, Prabhupada pointed out, at one point, one of the devotees distributed a book to the son and daughter of the then president, and it went right into the White House. He said, we couldn't have taken our Hare Nam party into the White House, but the book went in. The books penetrate, and they go long distances, across time and geography, books go. So Prabhupada said, print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. So he oftentimes referred us to the communists who had become very expert at distributing our literature, and they were converting tens of thousands of people to communism in India. He said, do the same thing, only for Krishna. Here's our some of those that we can look up to, and I do mean look up to because they're doing way better than we are in distributing literatures. The Watchtower, the Jehovah's Witness people are very organized. They have their own printing presses, they make their own paper, they make their own ink. They have a committee that puts together their books, and they distribute in 239 countries, 595 languages, 46 million copies a month. That's more than we're doing, I guarantee you. But we should be doing more than that, and this is what we can aspire to. The Gideon's Bible people, they map out the whole world, and they have their sights set on distributing more and more Bibles and more languages to people all over the world. 200 countries they're distributing in, more than 100 languages, 91.8 million copies in May of 2016. These are the most recent statistics I could get. Their target, 120 million by 2020. So they've stepped up their distribution of Bibles all over the world. We can too, right from here in New York. In fact, we can do that many right here in New York, right?
Yes.
Correct. The direct order of the Lord is a manifestation of his internal energy. So you want to look for this. What is the direct order of the Lord? Find it, grab onto it. Because that direct order is a particular energy which is the means of seeing the Lord face to face. In other words, if you want to know where the traction is in spiritual life, it's in the order of the spiritual master. It's in the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you take that, then you're directly in contact with Krishna. And you'll come closer and closer to him by meditating on the order. This is something Prabhupada emphasized again and again. And he gave this as the reason for his own success. He said, it's not me, it's my execution of the order. So here's one for you. Prabhupada said, so kindly help me. This is my request. And he was specifically in this context talking about book distribution. So there it is. If you'd like to pick it up, just try your best. You don't have to be even good at it. All you have to do is try. And you'll be in contact with the order that Srila Prabhupada put out, the request that he put out, which is a very sweet thing to have. And this will invigorate your spiritual life. At whatever level you're at now, if you add this connection to this request, fulfilling this request, you will feel that connection, and that will drive you further and further in your spiritual practice. So he asked us to try for it, to try vigorously to do this. Krishna himself emphasizes the preaching, the giving of the gift of Krishna consciousness, said nobody's more dear than the person who extends this to the world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, become a spiritual master and liberate everyone in the land. It means because the order's there, this is possible to do. If it wasn't possible, he wouldn't make the order. And claiming to be permanently unqualified is not okay. Once he gives the order, you have to say, okay, it's possible, therefore I have to open my mind and heart. How will I do this? And Prabhupada said, if you can't do something when you're given an order, he said, then you should ask again and again, how can I do, how can I do, how can I do? Say it.
How can I do?
And when Prabhupada came to America, he didn't know how it was going to unfold, but he kept asking, how can I do, how can I do, how can I do? And he told us that by trying to distribute books, we will get superior strength and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. So why are we going out? It's for our self-purification. Don't worry about the numbers at first. Later you can think about that. It's helpful for organization to have some goals to look for. But don't worry about that today or in the near future. That will come. What we want to look at is our own motivation. What does it feel like to overcome the fear of walking out the door? There's so many ways in which at the end of the seminar I could say, well, the seminar was nice, but I'll go out next time. Right now I think my mom needs me to come home and make her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Take the time, even if it's for 5 minutes. What does it feel like to commit to walking over the threshold outside the warm comfort of the temple or your home and going out into the great unknown where you don't know what's going to happen? You're just at Krishna's mercy. And everyone thinks the same thing. Even Kashyapa is thinking it right now. because he's been out, he's a veteran book distributor, but he's thinking, I'm going to walk out the door. I'm thinking, what's going to happen when I walk out the door? I train devotees in book distribution, and I have no idea what's going to happen. Everyone's going, okay, make some magic happen. I'm going, Krishna, where's the magic? We don't know. And when you put yourself in that situation again and again, that's the growth area. When you're outside your comfort zone, that's when you grow. So when we feel more comfortable outside our comfortable zone, a comfort zone, and we feel less comfort when we're in our comfort zone, we feel that pinprick that let me move a little to the other side. That's a good place to be. And book distribution provides that every time, and it doesn't matter how many times you've been out. So that's a great gift. It's a rapid way to make spiritual advancement. Now I talked about, last night I talked about the four laws of book distribution. If you follow these four laws, you will be successful personally and as a community, as an organization. When your organization commits to distributing books, the leaders come together and they say, yes, this is a priority. Yes, this is important. Yes, we should measure it. And yes, we should encourage others to do it. Then they have the next question, how do we do it? How can I do it? And here's how. These are the four laws of book distribution, upon following which you will be successful in expanding your own personal book distribution and your community's book distribution. And if you follow these laws, you will not only be successful, but you will develop a book distribution empire from wherever you are. Proof positive, our own laboratory in ISKCON Silicon Valley. We have a tiny little community there. Grown a little bit over the years. Then we started with just a few people, and we decided to do the monthly Sankirtan festival because that's all anybody had time for. It was once a month, one day. And the first goal that we made was to have two groups rather than one. And the two groups meant two devotees went this way, two devotees went that way. That's what we started with. And we've challenged ourselves again and again and again and again over the last 8 years. And starting with just a few devotees, now we regularly have 150 devotees going out. We started by giving a couple thousand dollars to BBT in 1 year. And last year we gave $501,000 to the BBT. But I'm saying that not as boasting, because I'm saying it because we followed the four laws of book distribution. And everywhere else where we've exported these ideas has also grown similarly. All the places that have dared to experiment and said, okay, we step up, we agree, we're going to do this, they've all had similar success. And collectively in North America, over the last 7 years, following these four laws, we have tripled book distribution. From $700,000, we've gone over $2 million to the BBT. So that's the reason. Go ahead, you can give them. We're all on the team. So, let's read these together. Your sadhana must be strong. Two.
You must get books.
Three.
The more you show, the more you sell.
And four.
You must organize.
Now, the first one is your sadhana must be strong, because the genesis of the Sankirtan that Krishna is non-different from his name will give you the inspiration to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and to enliven thousands of other people. So this is where we get the energy that we have. It's a volunteer organization. You have to have direct experience, realization. And it only comes from strict, serious, and sincere sadhana. Once you have a taste, you can distribute the overflow. And what people are buying when they see you is not books, but is you. They see what's in your eyes. They feel your energy. And they become interested in Krishna consciousness, and they want to read something about it. A suggestion. Read at least one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day. Join our club. It's called chant. That means you can chant just the Sanskrit or just the English, and it'll only take you five a maximum 10 minutes to do one chapter of the verses every day. And Prabhupada, of course, emphasized this again and again. Read one chapter, this is another quote. He mentioned it many places. And how many members of chat are in here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Anybody else wants to join chat? Don't be afraid, it's not that hard. It's all you have to do is agree that every day you'll chant at least one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day. Okay?
Okay.
How many want to join? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, good. This is BSH, page by page. It's an app you can look at. It helps you to make sure that you're reading all of Prabhupada's books and going through, for instance, the whole Bhagavatam. You can read it all in 1 year or in 5 years or in 10 years, but you have to know how many pages to read every day. And this little app that you can get for free at the App Store for Android or for OS will show you how to stay on track. And I'm not going to talk much more about that today. So what's the first law of book distribution?
Sadhana must be strong.
Sadhana must be strong. Strict, serious, and sincere sadhana. That gives you the impetus to go out and distribute to others. Number two is? And this one we can say really simply? Correct. Because we've done studies, double-blind studies at major universities, even Ivy League schools, technical schools, highly trained people, and they found consistently that you can't distribute books you don't have. So get these books, they're very rare, and when you get them, when you keep them, when you take them out of the cellar, or at least get them over to the out of the warehouse in Los Angeles and bring them here, then you have something to distribute. Now, there's books in many different languages. Get these books. It's not hard to distribute in other languages. We have beautiful books in Vietnamese, Japanese, and many different languages. And I also introduced last night the language card. It's so easy to distribute to people from other countries who don't speak your language. You just hand them their book and then show them the card. And we have language cards that we can use today. So if you meet somebody that doesn't speak your language or speaks both languages, they'll be impressed when you show them their book and their language with the language card, and they'll take it. You can learn one or two words in every language. Make that your hobby. If you've learned C++ or any of those other things, you can definitely do this. Here's me distributing at a Vietnamese mall. They were so happy to receive Vietnamese books. Here's a Muslim mullah who embraced me and was so happy to take this Farsi book back to Afghanistan, where it's sitting there, burning a hole in the shelf somewhere. And number three law is the one we always say twice. Let's do it. Yeah, so little jivas are wandering everywhere looking for something nice, and they're not finding anything very nice. But when they see the books, when you make them visible, you put them out on tables, you can go door to door and present them. It's very easy. You just knock on the door and say hi. That's what neighborhoods are for. That's what doors are for. Doors are meant for knocking, as a matter of fact. Otherwise, why'd they put them there? You just walk in, otherwise. The police will take them from you. You can distribute anywhere you set up a little shop and start showing the books. People will come over like little bees and go, "What do you have?" I had this experience. Well, I had a couple boxes of books. I had to go up by myself one day, Santa Cruz. I had my little wheelie cart. I had to open the boxes. So I took my key out of my pocket and pulled down. I popped open the box. I was consumed with looking at inside. And then I looked up, there's somebody standing over me and goes, "What's in there?" I said, "There are books." They go, "What kind of books?" And I handed him a couple. He goes, "How much are they?" And I said, "They're 10, you know." And he goes, "Okay, here's 20. I'll take 2. And he walked away. Wow. And I realized that, you know, as soon as you pop the box open and it exposes to the air, little G was like, "Ring, ring, ring."
It's a new box smell.
It's that new box smell. It's the sound also when it pops. They go, pop, you know. That sound, it attracts living entities. They want to look, "What's in the box?" And then there's events. What are events for? Events are to meet people, to distribute books. And it goes well. I mean, what's an event without some books? It's really a travesty. So, you know, we find these events, like this is one of our big events in California called the Pumpkin Festival around this time of year. And we finally figured out why we were doing so well. That they're same color as the theme.
That's why.
It fits the the branding. Okay, then we have Diwali events, and here's our smart box. Anybody who likes to distribute books while they sleep, you can just go around, and people are very happy to put these in their shop. And then you go around and just collect the money and put in the books later on. ISV, I think we have 200 smart boxes out there. And why not? I mean, why wouldn't you put a smart box where you shop? Everybody can do it. And you know, if you have a little extra time in your hands, go around, put 200-300 out around New York and just drive around and pick them up. You need a big sack, though, to collect all the cash. But, you know, you can get somebody to carry it for you. Tables, smart tables. You can put them up any place, and if you make them smart enough, people can buy books themselves. Kids Sankirtan is huge. The kids rock the world. They're the best Sankirtan devotees. And the main thing is that what they learn by going on Sankirtan. The first time we sent out the first time I took out a kids Sankirtan party, I took out 4 or 5-year-olds. Said, how's this going to work out? Parents came along too. But I took them around, and the experiences they had, and the experience I had watching the kids was invaluable. In one house, I was walking up with the kids, and there was a little picket fence around the gate, and the woman was standing on her porch, and she saw me, and she saw the kids, and she goes, "Oh no, no thank you, I'm a Christian." And I was like, okay, no problem, but the kids had no idea what that meant. And they just ran in, you know. And then I was standing behind the gates like, it's not me. They surrounded her. They were like, Krishna, you're going to see the chariot, and you're not your body. And they were like, you're just showing her everything. And all of a sudden, she looks at me, she looks at this, she goes, all right, how much is it? But more than that, when Kameshri, who was one of the pioneers of our kids' Sankirtan party, started systematically taking the kids out. It's a special kind of Sankirtan. They make sure there's lots of snacks, there's lots of breaks. And she was telling us how the first time the kids went door to door, they were rejected. Out of hand, just like, go away. She sat them all down on the playground nearby, and they had a talk for about a half an hour. What just happened? What does it mean when somebody says, I reject you? Do we take it personally? Is it their issue? What is the issue altogether? And the kids discussed it openly. They learned to communicate these things. They actually developed compassion. And now we're seeing some of these kids are 16 years old. They grew up doing this from the time they were born. And now they're leaders and they have compassion and they're thinking in terms of how can we do this in better ways? This is how to develop leadership, through introducing the kids to Sankirtan. Right, kids? Say yes.
Yes.
Kids rock the world. They're the best. So Kids Sankirtan is huge. It's going on in many places around the world in measured and very deliberate ways, and it's having a profound effect on the communities. Not only that, more adults tend to come on Sankirtan, because when you ask kids, they're like, I'll go. And their parents are like, I guess I'll go too. Prabhupada wanted everyone to have sets of books. We sell books in bunches like bananas. Here's the full Srimad Bhagavatam set. People will take it if you just show it. This one house where they claimed they didn't have any space, but we found space for them on the getting rid of a lot of stuff off their shelves, and there's the set sitting on their shelf. We have GoMatsu, which is an organization kind of like Amway, or only ours is much better, preserving Vedic culture through mass distribution and education. We recruit people right at their doors and say, why don't you help us preserve this culture? And they'll say, sure, I'll sign up. And they find other people. Bhadra Purnima was a huge success. It just got over last weekend. Look at this map. In North America, we distributed, just in the last couple of weeks, 1,249 full sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. All over the world this took place. And this is just beginning. This is like rediscovering the Christmas marathon. This is the biggest thing that's happened in a long time. And we'll discover more things like this. Krishna's just hiding them from us until he sees how sincere we are to inundate New York City with book distribution. He'll reveal all the ways and means if we keep asking, how can I do? How can I do?
How can I do? How can I do?
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the beautiful avatar of Lord Chaitanya. Everyone will take that. This is a Moroccan guy from He's a Muslim. He was happy to have the Chaitanya Charitamrita in his house. If you pile up all the books and show them, people will take those too. We're selling these full sets with everything on it, everything we can think of, everything that's available in the Krishna Conscious Movement. Plus, we gave them the bookshelf too. We bought them from IKEA. So how about this? Will you take this, Jiva? Will you take this? And they go, I'll take it. Because Jiva is open to suggestion.
You sell Madanga?
The more you show, the more you say, yeah, we put the Madanga in too. Madanga, cartels, videos, everything that's available in Krishna Conscious Movement comes in one package. Why not? If you put it together and you show it, people will take it. And if you don't show it, how many people will take? Manaji, you tell me. You look like a mathematician. Approximately how many will people take if you don't show them? Approximately how many? Approximately zero. 450,000 Bhagavad Gita's placed in motels and hotels right at this moment. And this started with one person's idea. Mayapur Vihari came up to me during Japa one day and said, sorry to interrupt with Japa, but I think I got something. I said, what do you got? I want to put Bhagavad Gita's in every motel. I said, start immediately. And from the one or two little motels we got going, we got on TV, we got on CNN, and next thing you know, we got 500,000 books out there.
What?
And we're looking for millions more. There it is. Number four is? Yeah, because you can have a little casual organization, do a couple books here and there, if you just don't think about it. But if you actually organize, if you think about it and you use all the modern techniques for management, and there's significant information out there, you use all the technology that's available, and you use all the motivational assets that you have to help your community, you can develop an empire for book distribution, and that's a good thing. Prabhupada's idea was that by distributing books, we would fulfill all the purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So you got to have it on the calendar. You have to have goals, otherwise you're not serious. This is the growth rate in America, North America, when we first started setting clear goals and working with teamwork and so forth. It's been a steady increase over the last several years, tripling book distribution by using these techniques, the four laws of book distribution. Keep your books in a nice place, keep them organized, make sure they're available. Moving books from one place to the next requires some thought, and it requires some heavy lifting, so you have to think about it. Use all technologies, take really good care of all the Lakshmi that you collect, and Sankirtan newsletter, report. Make sure that you're counting everything that you do. Now, the monthly Sankirtan festival is a point in time every month when everybody takes the opportunity to come together, like we are today, to go out just for a few hours to start with and feel what it's like to go out and be organized for book distribution. So it's fun, it's organized, and everybody's invited. Everybody. Here's the recipe. Make it fun, use teamwork, create fresh challenges, encourage the heck out of everybody. Turn to somebody and encourage them right now. Turn to somebody and encourage them right now. One, two, three, go. Turn to somebody next to you or behind you, encourage them. Say some encouraging words to somebody near you. Say some encouraging words. Encourage somebody. All right, stop. Stop. No more encouraging. Don't you hate it when people do that to you? When they come up and encourage you? Doesn't it ruin your whole day? This is how you grow a monthly Sankirtan festival. You just encourage people. Everybody's getting discouragement from every side. Everyone's got some critical words for themselves inside their own mind. They're criticizing themselves. You can't do this. You can't do that. So everybody needs this. So take time. Take a moment to stick your head in the door. Say, hey, you're amazing in there. You're doing a good job. See somebody sweeping the floor. Stop. Go tell them that what you're doing here for Krishna is cleaning the heart, cleaning the world, opening you for Krishna's mercy. There's a million ways you can encourage people. And empower people. Last night, what is our devotee who is sitting in the front row? He said,
Dennis.
What's his name?
Dennis.
Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
He raised his hand. He said, I'm into this. He said, whatever it is, sign me up. I'm doing it. That's the kind of person, and he's got the wherewithal to help. He can move the monthly St. John Festival to the next level, right? Or whatever program he's working with. He shows he's got the capability and immediately empowered. Give that person a position and to stretch out and grow. And just like today, here's goal number one for the MSF. Touch the pavement. See all these devotees touching the pavement? They're doing it all over the world. We got lots of pictures of people touching the pavement. It's a worldwide movement. So all you have to do is get out there and touch it. And once you touch the pavement, you're done for the day. Anything you do after that is extra. And so you don't have to worry about what happens after that. Here are a few of our mantras for the MSF. Let's say them together. Book distribution is highest value.
Always better service. A lot doing a little. Fun and easy. Touch the pavement.
So it's fun. Everybody loves this. It's based on teamwork. So can you see these?
Yeah.
I think we have some backlighting issue. But I can see it better than you. I'm sorry. We emphasize teamwork. All for one and one for all. We're not trying to exert ourselves individually. Everybody will see that you're doing well, so we don't need to spur on individual competition. But we bring together the devotees to compete against themselves, to see how the team can come together and do better. So with the MSF, start small, and then grow. Now, here's some tips and ideas to think about. Pick the right fruits. When you go out for book distribution, you're looking for the ripe fruits. Now here's a picture of a ripe fruit. He was at Rathayatra a few years ago. You see him? Mm-hmm. He just walked in. Does he look ready?
Yeah.
Does he look ripe?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's another one.
No.
Ripe or unripe? Okay, how about this one? How about that one? This one?
Right.
Say it.
All right. All right. Right.
You gotta be fast out there, people walking by. So you look and you see, is the guy ripe or unripe? When you find somebody unripe, when you're picking fruits, you don't have to pick the unripe fruits. You leave them on the tree, they'll ripen later. Now, we also emphasize core and explore. I stole this from Charles Schwab. Core and explore means there's 80% of the sanctan activities you know are going to be effective. Keep those going, 80%. 20% explore. There's lots of new ways to distribute books. Take 20% of your time to look and see what are the new avenues for book distribution, new ways of presenting and so forth, right? And you'll be able to expand nicely in that way without losing any ground. Our prime directive, now this is the most important aspect. What's our prime directive? Leave everyone with a good impression. What is our prime directive?
Leave everyone with a good impression.
Okay, let me say then, you tell me true or false. Our prime directive is to make sure every single person gets a book. Our prime directive is to collect a lot of Lakshmi from the public. Our prime directive is to look good in front of everybody else when we get out there. To outperform all the other devotees. Then what's our prime directive? What's our prime directive? Turn to somebody next to you and tell her what our prime directive is. And you can use that throughout your whole day, your whole life, with your family, with your temple president, with your friends. Just leave them with a good impression. If you go out throughout your day leaving everyone a good impression, you're going to be in the right zone. And you'll definitely be in the right zone when you walk out the door for Sankirtan. Just leave them with a good impression. Don't worry about the results. Be ambassadors of goodwill. We are in the
service business.
Our motto is
always better service.
We are we remain
humble and hungry.
We go out for
self-education.
We do service for
service.
By the way, that's a devotee distributing a book through a second floor window, circumstory window, standing on top of the air conditioning duct, Montreal, Canada. I save one soul at a time, beginning with?
Myself.
Treat people with?
Respect.
Offer kind?
Words.
Focus on?
Teamwork.
Preaching means?
Giving.
Don't be?
Understanding.
Express?
Empathy.
Practice? Make you feel?
Special.
Why?
Yeah.
Imagine that everyone has a sign around their neck that says, make me feel special. If you just keep that in mind, then you don't need to know anything about how to present. Because if you just think of everybody you meet as a sign, make them feel special. We'll try it right now. Turn to somebody next to you and make them feel special. 1, 2, 3, go. Go, go, go. All right, stop. Stop it. No more. Don't do that anymore.
You're so great.
Don't you hate that? Don't you hate it when people do that to you and they make you feel special? Leave everyone with good impression. Develop the habit of expressing sincere gratitude and thanks to people you meet, live with, and associate with. Here's a couple of resources. ISKCONBookDistribution.com, DistributeBooks.com. Tons of good stuff on both of those. So, here's a mantra for you. Book distribution is fun and easy. Please say it.
Book distribution is fun and easy.
Correct. Very true. Now, here's how to sell a Gita on its own merit. I'm going to go through this, and then we're going to stand up, and you're going to go through this. I have cards that have everything on it, so you can follow it on the card. So you'll learn the template, and there won't be anything to forget. And I'll also tell you, even if you don't learn it completely, which you won't, there's going to be some practice in the template. It's actually an advantage when you go out, and you have the card, and you tell people, this is the first time I've ever done this, I'm really nervous. And I'm just going to follow the card if you can help me through it. It'll not only help you get through it, but at the end they say, donation sure is no problem. So here's how to sell a Bhagavad Gita on its own merit. First of all, Prabhupada emphasized this. He said there's sufficient merit in our books that if you simply describe them sincerely to anyone, they will buy. So here are the steps. And yes, there are other ways to distribute books. As many ways as there are devotees, there are ways to distribute books. But for the sake of developing a base, a template that you can work from, and after learning which you can improvise, I'm teaching this particular template today because it flat out works, and I guarantee it. I've guaranteed it before, and I'll do it again. So here are the steps. First is, repeat after me, radar.
Radar.
Qualify.
Qualify.
Trust the hand.
Trust the hand.
Give a nutshell presentation.
Give a nutshell presentation.
Show and tell.
Show and tell.
Compliment.
Compliment.
Humor.
Humor.
Engage.
Engage.
Here it goes. Radar. First thing is, radar. When you're driving your car, the policeman can shoot a radar gun at your car and tell how fast you're going. And in a similar way, you can get a reading from each person that you are eager to present to by holding up your hand. You have a lot of power in your hand. Hold it up, point it at somebody, and I'll tell you how to activate the radar gun. Don't point it at me. I can't handle it. Point it at somebody. When I say three, I'm going to say the mantra, and you say it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, hi.
Hi.
Now you can hear the laughing coming after because you're pointing at people who are ripe fruits. Now when you point it at some people, you go, hi, what are some of the reactions going to be according to your radar on the meeting? Some people were, some people won't look at you at all. They'll pretend like you don't exist. Is that a ripe fruit or unripe fruit? But is it your duty to chase that person down the street? Just as much as it's not your duty to grab an unripe fruit on a tree, break the branch and drag it down the street either. You don't need that one. You wait for the right one. Let those ones go by and go by and go by until you find the one that you want. Okay? And all you have to do is, hi, 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 hi. And when you do that, and you watch, and you'll see the reading will come back to you. If the person goes, hi, right through. And I'll teach you another thing. This is another little trick that works here in New York City. This is a non-committal handshake, but it has the same impact as a regular hymnal. And people can't resist this. Sometimes I do it from across the street, and people go through traffic. People are hankering for human contact. And if you offer them a little something, just like this, it's hard to resist a little something. It's not that much commitment, but it's like, wow, I felt something from another human. And they're looking for that. And whatever's in your heart, whatever rounds you chanted this morning, and when you go like this, it's a little download. This is like a download. It goes from your heart, boom, right into them. And they're like, wow, what just happened? I feel like I just chanted 16 rounds. So the next step after radar is to qualify. People don't like it when you hand them something without qualifying them first, because they don't know why you're handing it over, and they'll speculate. And a confused mind usually says no. So a qualifying question is something like this. I'm from California. Where are you from? And it's not a yes or no question, because when they say no, they can just keep walking. But if they answer the question and they say, I'm from California. Where are you from?
India.
I love India. Fantastic. I've been to India before. Wherever they're from, you love it. And that qualified them to get what you have. And then you can hand the book over. Now trust the hand. I want you to look at this picture carefully if you can see it. This was taken many years ago, but it's a classic. The woman's hand's wide open, and look at her face. Her mind's going like, don't do it. And the hand's going, no, I'll do it. So watch this. Did you see that? Hands grab. As soon as you put it out there, the hand will go for it. Watch. See? The hand just comes out. That's what they do. That's a dharma. So I'm saying trust the hand, because don't be afraid to commit. We have books. It's no problem. Don't worry about it. And don't worry, you know, I had to get something for the book or something like that. Just worry about putting the book in their hand so they can have a visceral experience of the book. Now it's in their hand. As I'm handing the book over, I'm saying something which tells what's in it for them. Please repeat after me. Books on yoga and meditation. Say it again. One more time.
Books on yoga and meditation that show the poverty and free from stress.
You say. No, just her. Just
you.
Try. Make a mistake though.
Books on yoga are mantra of meditation, it will free you from stress.
Okay. Books on yoga and meditation show the poverty and free from stress. You say.
Books on yoga and meditation that show how you get free from stress.
Everyone say it.
Books on yoga and meditation that show how you get free from stress.
You say it.
Books on
yoga.
Books on?
Books on yoga and meditation
that show you how to get free from stress. Very good, very good. Here it is, everyone say it.
Books on yoga and meditation that show you how to get free from stress.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, so keep saying this. If I wake you up at 1 o'clock in the morning, I say, what's this book about? You'll go, books on yoga. Because when you go out, and if you ever decide you want to present a book, you don't have to today if you don't want to. You just go out, touch the tape, you're done. But if you decide, I want to try this. If you keep this mantra in mind, your mind will freeze up. As soon as you hand the book over, you'll have something to say. Books on yoga and meditation show you how to get free from stress. Okay, now let me teach you a very important communication skill, and that is that questions, the question mark is the most important punctuation mark in any language. And questions lead the conversation. What do questions do?
Lead the conversation.
Yes. Whoever asking the questions leads the conversation. So now you want to intersperse your presentation with questions. We did it at the beginning by asking a question. I'm from California. Where are you from?
India.
I love India. Okay, and then from America to India. Books on yoga, meditation, show you how to get free from stress. Right? Question. I've handed the book over. Now I want to hold everything in place, because make a question mark with your fingers. What does it look like?
Hook.
It's a hook. Yeah, so I want to pull the conversation in a certain direction. It can also be a tennis racket. If they hit you a question that you don't like, you can just hit it right back in their court. Get it back. And one of the ways to do that, they ask you a question that you can't answer, that nobody can answer. Are you a Hindu? Nobody can answer that. So then you just say, how do you mean that? So, are you guys Hindus? Yeah, don't try to answer what a Hindu is, because that's going to be hard. How do you mean that? And then they'll give you a more specific question. So, questions, how do you mean that? How do you mean that? You've heard of stress before, right? So say that. I think the projector's off. For some reason.
Sometimes they overheat.
Okay, could you pass out the cards, please? So you can follow these cards. And so the question is, you've heard of stress before, right? Everyone said.
You've heard of stress before.
And what's their answer? They'll say?
Yes.
They'll say yes, but what if they say no? Like, I'm not stressed. It works either way. So the next question, when they say, when you ask if they've heard of stress, then they say yes or no. They usually say yes. Then I say to them, "Oh, you don't look stressed, but you look spiritual." So everyone say, "You look spiritual." Now what happens is, have you ever had the experience when you come into the temple room, or you go to your job or whatever, and someone looks at you and they say, "You look tired." Anybody ever done that to you?
Yeah.
How do you feel when they tell you that?
Tired.
Now, how about you walk out and they go like, "Man, you look terrible." How do you? You start like that. You look in the mirror. Like, oh my God, I look terrible. So when you say to people, you look right at them and you say, "You look spiritual," how do you think they feel?
Spiritual.
They feel instantly self-realized. Because the fact is, they are spiritual. They're spiritual, but they just forgot. And when you say to them, "You look spiritual," you'll notice they start going like, "Oh, right. Yeah, I guess I am spiritual." They forget their body for a millisecond, and they start to understand that I'm actually a soul. So that's the next stage, is when they say, "I'm stressed. Yeah, I do. I know about stress." And you go, "Really? Because you look so calm and cool. You look spiritual." So now here's the next question. And if you don't take away anything else from this seminar, take this. Ask this question. What's your secret? What's your secret? Say it.
What's your secret?
Turn to somebody and say, "What's your secret?"
What's your secret?
This changes your relationship. People are thinking, psychologically, they think, "Why is this person interjecting this information in my life? I already know everything that I want to know, and I'm going the direction I want to go. Why is this person trying to teach me something new?" Now, when you ask them what their secret is, what happens is you change from being the person who's interjecting to being their student. You tell me how you became like spiritual, like you are. And say, "What's your secret?" And then people, according to the mode of nature, and will give you an answer. They'll say, in the mode of ignorance, they'll say, "I smoke a lot of pot." They'll say, "I work really hard, I go to the gym." In the mode of goodness, they'll say, "I just came from the yoga studio, I meditate." And other people say, "I have no idea," because they haven't really thought about it. And then you can suggest to them, you can say, "You must come from a good family." They'll go, "No, I don't." And they go, "You just must be a natural, right?" And they'll go, "Yeah, I guess so." But now your relationship has changed, and they've told you why they're so spiritual, and you have reverence for that. And that's when you take the book back out of their hand. Now, it's show and tell, just like you did in grammar school. Now let me show you really quick. Say show.
Show.
We're not selling, we're not giving, we are?
Showing.
Yeah, showing is an innocuous word, and that's all we're doing is showing. So now, here, let me show you. And how fast are we going to show them? Really quick, say it.
Really quick.
How fast?
Really quick.
How fast?
Really quick.
What are we doing? Selling?
Showing.
We're giving?
Showing.
Correct. Okay, now I'm going to show really quick. And what are we going to show them? First of all, show them the back cover. And on it, you'll see that there's Thoreau, Emerson, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Now you can add in a few more. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Einstein, the Beatles, and Tupac Shakur. They've all read this book and deeply appreciated it. So all you do is name the people. Just put the names out there. Now we turn to the Sanskrit inside and show them the Sanskrit writing and say, can you read this? I better ask. Can you read that? And they'll say, no, I can't read. It's like, oh, I was just testing you. And then they say, actually, this has been translated in English over 400 times. Now you turn to the front cover, and you show them, out of all the translation, this is the most popular in universities. And right here in the front cover, you're going to find University of Southern California, Georgetown University. Just mention them, that they're in this book. Now we turn to this picture, changing bodies, and you got to learn how to get to the picture quick because you're showing them really quick. And you say, look it, we start here, and you hold the book so they can see it. We start here, say that.
We start here.
We end up here.
We end up here.
We're just passing through.
Then
you can ask them, where are you in all this?
Where are you in all this?
They'll say, oh, I guess I'm over here, or, you know, something like that. Then you go to the next page, and you see the sage. The sage sees everybody equally, so here's what you can say. A self-realized, you show them this picture, and you say, look, this shows a self-realized person. A self-realized person treats everyone with respect because he or she sees God or the Spirit within everyone's heart. Please say that.
A self-realized person treats everyone with respect because he or she sees God within
everyone's heart. He or she, it should say. Okay, next, you ask him another question. You ready for another question?
Yes.
You've heard of karma, right?
I've heard of karma.
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to you?
Okay, so now, what are they going to say?
What goes around comes around.
Whoa, I really like the way you put things. If more people in the world thought like you, it would be a better world to live in.
Oh my God.
Okay, you ready? When they tell you the answer, you say, whoa. What a great explanation. If more people in the world thought like you, the world would be a better place to live. So now you ask me what karma means to me, and I'm going to answer you. Whatever I say, you have to say these words. Are you ready?
Whoa.
No, ask me first. Ask me. Yeah?
What does it mean to you?
Well, you know, it's like there's rabbits and rainbows and butterflies and stuff like that. And
wow.
Energy just moves. So, give them a little credit, because actually what they do say, you can deeply appreciate it's profound, because they have some fragmentary knowledge of karma, and sometimes a lot more than that. People have their own experience about karma, even if it's intuitive, that they understand. So really appreciate them for the fact that they're a living entity that has some knowledge, and encourage them, encourage the heck out of them. And now, next, we come to asking another question. And this is kind of a little funny. You can ask people, what do you do professionally? Say that.
What do you do professionally?
They say, I'm a civil engineer. They say, I'm a Sunday school teacher. They say, I'm a dancer. And now, you know this picture in here of the sage? She was popping out of his head after sitting there for hundreds of years? Maybe thousands? Okay, so then we say, what do you do professionally?
What do you do
professionally? An engineer. What kind of engineer?
Software.
What kind of software?
QAIT.
Look, this guy used to be in QAIT. They say, this guy used to be a Sunday school teacher. Look, this guy used to be a dancer. And 50% of the people will laugh out loud, and the other 50% will go, really? Because you know, they're appreciating that you're giving them a straightforward presentation. They weren't expecting it. They go, really? And they go, not really, I'm just kidding. And they go, And as soon as they're laughing and they're saying, ha 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 ha, that's when you hand the book back. And now I'm handing the book back, and as I'm handing the book, I say this. Just as I'm handing it. We don't sell it like in a bookstore. We just ask for a donation. Go ahead. Now let me stop here for a second. Why are we even asking for donations in the first place? We really don't need the money. The only reason we ask is when someone is invited to reciprocate and give something in return for what we're offering them, they'll take a deep interest in the book. You can call it Sukriti, or you can say that it's just a natural phenomenon when somebody gives something in return that they become more interested in it, they see more value in it. Don't cheat them of the opportunity to do that. At least offer it in a very gentle way and see what they would like to do. And when you do that, you'll find that the relationship deepens and that they're able to appreciate the book much more. Okay, back to our regular programs, scheduled program. We don't need the money.
We don't need the money.
The only reason we ask, that it's an ancient tradition. When you give something in return for spiritual knowledge, it connects you to the previous teachers.
It
will pass it down over many generations and allows you to enter deeply within the knowledge. And this mantra is there on your card, how to sell a Bhagavad Gita on its own merit. And when you say this mantra, they'll be very, very happy to give something in return. If you'd like to give them some help, and sometimes they're not sure how much to give, you can tell them with shipping and printing, they cost us around 10, or whatever you'd like to say, whatever number suits the mission, then they'll be happy to give that. You say anything you give over that as a donation. A few comebacks, they say, I already know all about this. You say, that's great, I can tell by looking at you. They say, now he's handing the book back because he says I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
Oh, okay, then here, I give him this one. That's for you always take, honor their objection, whatever objection they give, honor it, take the book back, but then give them a different one. I'm a Buddhist. Oh, I'm sorry, here's the Buddha book. And you give them the Buddha book instead. Oh, great, then I'll show you this one. Are you selling this? No. They'll ask you that here in New York. Are you selling this? We say, we refuse to sell it. It's too valuable. We just take a donation. How much should I donate? We try to keep it under 100, but in your case, we're thinking about making an exception. Now, after they give a donation for the book, here's a person giving a donation for a book, and then you say, do you believe in the power of prayer? Do you all?
Yes.
Now say no.
No.
Oh, perfect. I'll give you a mantra. Please repeat after me. You give them a card. We have cards today. And you say, this is a beautiful prayer meant to wake up love for God in your heart. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna
Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Now give them some prasadam. We're taking prasadam out with us today. 1972, Prabhupada authorized all of us to offer simple candies to the deity even. He said, we do it all the time in India. We buy sugar candies from the store. We offer them to the deities. We distribute Mahaprasadam. So from that day, 1972, the devotees started offering lollipops and candy canes, checking the ingredients very carefully. Today we have organic lollipops, I believe, that we'll be distributing that have already been offered to the deities. Other kinds of prasadam, always bring prasadam. No reason not to bring prasadam wherever you go, in all circumstances, and distribute, but especially when we're on Sankirtan. Get their contact information. We have the Q&R cards that all you have to do is hold it out, and they'll point their phone at it, and they'll scan on the card. I forgot to bring it down. It's in the room, but I'll show you afterwards. Oh, there it is. It looks like that. It's a little card you hold up, and they can just point and click. Takes them to the right place. And at the last, thank them for taking their valuable time. Tell them it's been a pleasure meeting them. Say it's been a pleasure meeting them.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes. And what's our prime directive?
Leave everyone.
That's correct. And so all we have to do today is touch the pavement, and then you're done. and we want to see what it's going to take to move us all out the door to different spots, touch the pavement. We'll hang around there for a few hours. If anybody wants to try the mantras out, you can do it when you're there. Otherwise, you can just watch other people and feel happy to be outside. And now what we're going to do is we're going to stand in the back of the room, and we're going to make at least two lines of two. So that is, you're facing a partner. One partner, a row of partners, all has a Bhagavad Gita in hand, and the other partner that you're facing has no Bhagavad Gita in hand, only just the card. So you can read from the card. And you make two lines. We've got the Gitas back there, ready to go. And then we're going to go through the template, and you're going to try it out on the person who's your partner. You're going to go through it once, and then we're going to go back the other way. So do it one time, and then we'll stop, and then take any questions, and then we'll go back the other way. And then you'll get some experience in using this template all the way through. Do you have any questions before we stand up? Yes?
Is it a good idea to ask at the end when we gave the book and got Lakshmi to take a picture?
Take a picture. Take lots of pictures. And do we have our own WhatsApp group yet for this particular group? We should start a WhatsApp group and get everybody on it today. If we can't have one person who's technically minded, Prabhu, you can start a little station, sign everybody up for our WhatsApp group to make sure that everybody's on the monthly Sankirtan Festival group. Consult with Gopal. He can tell you if we already have something like that. You can check in with Chaitanya or something. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu?
So, a lot of time people say that they don't carry cash, they just have credit cards.
Yeah, that's a good point. But today we have two or three credit card machines.
Yeah, we have a few.
Each one of the groups today will have a credit card machine. So then if they say, I don't have cash, then you say, great, we don't take cash. We take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Park Blanche, or Diners
Club.
PayPal. And then connect them with our CPA. See, our CPA is right over here. He has the credit card machine. And I'd like to introduce him to our CPA, Certified Public Accountant.
Oh, okay.
And they'll take the order. You can run it right through. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu?
Prabhu, if somebody might ask us a question about relieving stress, the mentality,
yes,
and stuff like that, which we do not have a direct answer to, so how do we handle that?
You have all the answers. Mm-hmm. You've been hanging around long enough. Just speak from your heart. But they won't ask you that. They generally don't. You just go through the template. But if they ask you a question, just answer it. And Krishna will inspire you from within the heart what to say. There's no pat answer. You know the answer. Be spiritual. Yes.
Prabhu, this is more about how to distribute or how to show Bhagavad Gita. Because more interesting, distributing how you're distributing the Bhagavad.
Yeah, Bhagavatam we're not doing today. As a presentation, that's another presentation. And we'll continue doing these kinds of training as we develop the monthly Sankirtan Festival, and you'll learn all these things. It just takes a little time. But today, learn this one really well, and it'll move into everything. Two more questions, and we'll start.
Because I've been the rabbit,
when you say hi?
Yeah. Can I also say that, like, your shirt is good?
Yes.
Can I start with that?
You can do that. Yeah. Nice shoes. Okay. So now, I'd like to see, this is an indication of how well the team will do going forward in the next decade. How well you're able to organize yourselves by standing up, getting in two lines, and having the configuration that I mentioned earlier. So when I say go, do whatever you have to do and work as a team to get lined up in the way that I mentioned it. And I'm going to time you, because the world record so far comes from a temple in the Midwest, and they did it within 1 minute. So don't hurt anybody, no stampedes, but on your mark, get set, get lined up, go. Teamwork, work together.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So today, we have experience of book fairs and the top-to-top distribution, but today I experienced a little different because making a connection with the people was very difficult because people were just running. And some people, they just don't even look at you. You say hi, they just go by. So making a connection, I feel, is a little difficult in this type of area, the city area, where people are running here and there.
Thank you. Next, who has?
Pretty much going to say the same thing. You know, I've done book distribution for many years, so it's different when it's events or go to, because you have a captive audience. This, they're just flying by. And sometimes I feel like, you know, like she said, to make an eye connection, even to say something that interests, just to get the hook in, is very, very different. So I have a new respect for New York devotees who do this all the time.
Okay, someone else?
Our team leader, he was doing so well, I was just watching him.
Nice.
I have a great experience going out. I go to Ramaraya Prabhu's Sankirtan. It's like, this is a little difficult for me, like I don't know the area. And then I feel like the people are the same. Like some people, they come, they approach. They even say, I have the Bhagavad Gita, but he doesn't like, don't know what is in there. And it's very difficult to understand the Bhagavad Gita. And he tried to talk to me and want to know what is in the Bhagavad Gita, and I kind of explaining to him, and I think I spend more time talking to people about what we do, what is it about, and I feel happy talking to people more. Like I can, I don't know whether to push, like they say I don't have money, what I do, I kind of push, isn't it? You don't have money, we have somebody who accepts credit card. Somebody says, okay, somebody, like, we have the paper where they can donate. So we give the paper, okay, I donate in online. So we give the book, like that. And, yeah, there's, just to make friends, I enjoy making friends with people, strangers, and I like the way, like, hello, I'm from India, where are you from? And it's a nice way to open ourselves. Like when we open ourselves, some people get stuck and talk and get interested. And who knows, in future, not now, maybe in future, they will get books.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, thank you. So thank you to everybody for giving me the opportunity to serve.
My reflection, I guess, was that I felt very humbled. I wasn't very successful. I talked to a few people, but I kind of found myself getting frustrated. And I had to keep reminding myself that I'm just an instrument. I'm a servant. It's not about me. But it really was. I really felt that, like, oh, what am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me? But it just, you know, it was nice just to just, you're a servant. You're a servant here for the pleasure of Prabhupada. And just keep that in the forefront of my mind.
For me, the highlight was not giving out books, but more than that, I met this Palestinian couple who were really receptive. We had a really nice exchange. I gave them a card, and that was the highlight because we really connected. And I told them about Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield, and I understand what's going on in the Palestinian area. We had a nice exchange, and I gave them a perfection of yoga. So for me, more than a Bhagavad Gita, that was such a satisfying exchange because we had a good heart-to-heart interaction.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. Well, I've had a lot of disappointments today as well. What I found that it worked for me was to ask them, do you speak Spanish? Because I'm obviously a Spanish speaking person. And I did have a nice experience with a police officer who was giving, I think, somebody a ticket. he was actually very receptive to the yoga, because I asked him, you look like you're stressed. And then I gave him the information about the Bhakti Center, and he was very receptive to that, so that was good. It was very hard to stop people, very, very hard. So my respects to all of you to do this full time.
I had so much a nice experience
because I've been accustomed to sit down at the book table with the harmonium and do kirtan, and people will come and they'll glance at the table, then you'll see, we talk to them, we can see easily who is interested, has some interest. And here people, like many people say, they just go in and come in quickly. I was having a difficult time to get people to listen to me. They just ignore and keep going and keep going. I even mentioned to the leader that I think it might be better in a park situation where people are more relaxed rather than I have one here and there. And then I also was thinking, why I'm so disappointed? I didn't want people, Krishna, please help me. And I also remember one of the rules, laws of book distribution. If you don't show your own self. So I was thinking that maybe we would be able to do better if we have a book table so we show in. So with my experience, people call me passing by, they glance, you have an indication, there's some interest. So and I was kind of frustrated someone because it's the first time I'm doing this kind of book distribution out in the public, not at the event. Hare Krishna.
Haribo.
So I had a really good time because I got to meet so many people. So I had the cookbooks, the vegetarian cookbooks, so I went into a juice bar because people are healthy in a juice bar. So there were these young gentlemen there, and the one, he was thrilled to get the vegetarian cookbook, and it turns out that he grew up in San Francisco near where I used to live. And then the other two were big Beatles fans, so I gave them Chant and Be Happy. There was another woman that was into yoga, so she got the yoga book. Another woman wanted her picture taken with the Bhagavad Gita, but she didn't want to own it. So that was actually kind of funny. But everywhere I've been going, I keep bumping into people that live near where I live or live near where I used to live. So I'm meeting a lot of people in New York City from Doylestown.
It is great.
Just make sure you hold the microphone up close to your mouth so people can hear.
Right. I'm sort of like, if a person knows me very well, I will be more hesitant to talk to them and just say Hare Krishna, that's it. But I had solid conversation with 3 or 4. And I said, hey, how are you doing, WhatsApp, with more than 50. I was so surprised, is that me? It's Krishna driven me. We had spoke with 3 or 4, as I mentioned, and shared what is Bhagavad Gita, and I followed the format which you showed. It was really helpful. I think in near future, I can able to successfully do a lot, meet a lot of people and get the connect.
People either didn't accept the books or they yelled. I only sold 1 Bhagavad Gita.
Hare Krishna. Usually I attend the Yogadam Harinam along with Ram Roy Prabhu. So over there, all the brahmacharis are giving Gitas and all the other books, so it becomes comparatively, I thought it would be the same thing over here. But then later on I realized that the Harinam power, when the people are passing by from there, whatever Harinam they are hearing, that is such tremendous power that it automatically purifies them and becomes much more easier for anybody to teach them or tell them the concepts of Bhagavad Gita or any of the books, and they become much, much more receptive over there. So I just came to know the extreme power of the Harinam in trying to distribute books.
I distributed my first book today in New York. And it didn't stop there, it went to 3, which I never expected. Krishna was very, very, very merciful. And usually I would go through the moods and I would feel discouraged and I would go through different emotions and hesitations while just standing there. But today I was just meditating on when you came to our group and then you said, just chant Hare Krishna might be keep you away from the modes of material nature. Mm-hmm. So whenever people were rejecting or not just passing by or stopping, I was just chanting Hare Krishna and I was blissful. So it was a wonderful experience. Thank you. Hey.
Of things. The first is that, you know, I'm very familiar with door-to-door and other participation events, but this is something like new, and it's another learning that, you know, still we need to know a lot of things when we go for this type of participation. That's first. Second is that Krishna and Prabhupada are so merciful. You know, first few half an hour we were unable to distribute any books, and you know, we were, you know, internally praying, Krishna, no books are going, Prabhupada, no books are going. Immediately two books we were able to distribute. So they are hearing our prayers. Second, third is that you know, the Sukruti to get that book. So 1.5 hours I was staying in one particular place, and at later point of time, I can sense that, you know, many devotees were around that area. So I moved to a different place, and it is a church. And there was one person came out of the church, and he said that, you know, I don't have money, but I want to read the book. I want to go through this book, and I gave that book. And I came back, this side. I came all back to the temple. So it's like he has a sukruti to get that book. So 1.5 hours was in a different place. Just went to a church, near the church, and then distributed, gave that book, and then came back to the temple. So he has a sukruti. So the sukruti is also, it's my realization that, you know, the sukruti, the souls who have sukruti, they will definitely get those books.
My experience kind of resonates with what Mataji explained. The initial crossing, that initial hurdle of, you know, opening up and speaking to people. So I was hesitant initially, but I got that motivation, especially from Prabhuji's around me. They were always saying, "Yeah, somebody turned, turned away and went back. It's good, but you did a good job. You were singing, Prabhuji, you were singing from distance." That was one. The second thing is one great experience when Prabhuji, you came and. You know, you connected so well with one Mataji who took a book, and you explained the essence so nicely. She said that, yeah, I want to get out of the cycle of birth and death, and I want to go back, and I want to see you there. That's a very good feeling for me, I'm hearing that, and it's a great learning experience.
Jai, happy birthday. Thanks. Just want to say that the team that we took out was just so enthusiastic, especially the kids. They were just... the first thing that happened to me, as I got out there, and we're all trying to figure out what to do, you know, we get the books in our hands, figure out who gets what, and how we're going to do this. And so the first thing I do is I just take some books, and I turn around, and I see these two people, and I just... Hey, I see a guy has a beard. I love your beard. He goes, I love you. And he just gives me a big hug. Oh my God. And they were just like the sweetest people. He was from Lebanon. And then she was from New York, I think. But they were in the yoga. They heard of Bhakti Center and whatnot. They took books. So the first impression was like, okay, this is going to be a good day. And I just want to say, you know, I was a little doubtful at first, like what was going to happen. I was like, okay, are we going to break the ice, you know, because everyone at first was just kind of looking around, I'm praying to Krishna, okay, Krishna, you know, help us out here, just get the ball rolling. And sure enough, as time went by, I saw the whole group loosen up, and everyone became quite comfortable to approach people, or at least try, and I believe everyone at least got some books out, but I just wanted to see if the kids right here, if they would say something, because why don't you guys say something here?
Can you do the last part of
the
Bible?
Thank you, friend.
So, mostly we distributed most of the chant and be happy, and that's all I have. So after we sell all the chant and be happy,
it like made my heart maybe like a little purified, and like all the like all the sadness and everything was very happy for me after I saw the book, because it, I was very happy that somebody else gets a knowledge.
These young girls, they did 9 chant and be happy. They're feeling shy. They will go up to them and ask them, do you want to be happy? And they're like, yeah, I want to be happy. So they take this book. And they were so enthusiastic. They were really pushing. After Vaisheshi Kapoor visited our group, we were winding. We were about to leave, and they had one chance to be happy, and they were really enthusiastic. They didn't want to leave the square until they did it, and they actually did it. Yeah. And it, also, they broke even with donations as well. So, very effective book distributors. I would say that was like the highlight of our group. We all did well. Every single person in our group distributed. Almost all the books in the bag, but their activity was most inspiring. People say New York City is hard, it's difficult. They cracked it.
Hare Krishna. It was a new experience for me, like using this card, that I'm really grateful, because it was much easier visit than when I used to make up something myself or whatever. But here, as soon as I went through all the steps, like showing all the pictures from Bhagavad Gita and Humor Park, they all like to take a book. And even one guy, he thanked me for not being annoying. And that was a new experience for me.
He said, thanks for not being annoying?
Yes. Yeah, that was surprising.
Hare Krishna. This was my first time out, period. And I haven't, because I just moved back here in the summer. The heat was just, I just couldn't do it. However, so I said, today I'm going out to San Quentin. And these little girls were so inspirational. They were so excited to what they were going to say to people. Come running back to the bag. I was the table. We didn't have a table, so I was the table. Meaning, I had to watch the books and give out the books and watch the pocketbooks and the whole bit and stay in that one spot. And every time they ran over to get another book, they were so sweet. And like, we got another one. And they were just the smiles on their face. We were very inspired. I only was able to give out 1 yoga book.
Wow.
But I was able to give out almost all of my little cards. And just as I was starting to get a little, I started chanting in my head. And Krishna sent this wonderful couple to me. They didn't want a book, but they wanted to come here.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to know what was here, what kind of programs were going on here, how they had seen the devotees out before, probably at Union Square, and wanted to always come up to us and talk. And this gentleman, I don't remember his name. But what is your name?
Govinda.
Govinda? Govinda. I didn't have any cards or anything with addresses, and he heard me talking to them, and he came over, and he had that information on cards. So they may not have taken a book, but they will be here, and they will be at 2nd Avenue, and when they're here, they probably will get some books. So,
I had a very funny experience today. Since I've been doing book distribution for some time for now, I just decided to not use whatever I used before, and just follow this, what you said. And I really like this radar thing, because we just don't spend your energy. I just started waving to everybody, and then there was a road close to our spot where we were, and like a big car stopped just on a light, and then I just waved to them. right? And they opened the window. And there were like four gentlemen, like, oh, where are you from? And then they say, Afghanistan. I said, oh, I love Afghanistan. I had only Krishna book with me, and I gave Krishna book. And I said, you like yoga, meditation? And they said, no, but you look so happy, you know, what is your secret? And they said, love, and all the things. And I said, okay, here, keep this book and read it, all right? It's not for selling, we just ask for donation. And the reason why we ask for donation, because when you give something in return for spiritual knowledge, it connects to the previous teachers. And then they like asked me, one day he asked me, like, but how much should they give? And they said, you know, whatever you feel from your heart, don't worry. Yeah. You know? And he's, just keep it under 1 million. and he actually gave me like $50. Wow. Sasha mentioned about the cards. I used with the Spanish guy. Since I don't speak Spanish, I just started reading to him like this. And he pulled out the money and gave it to me.
Hare Krishna. So I have done once before in the Vrindavan, the book distribution, but I was always scared of the rejection. Like people generally just know, I don't know what I have already Bhagavad Gita, so many. So it used to like somehow hurt ki, and you are going and everybody is rejecting. But today when Prabhu said ki, you are not going to give the, idea is not to sell the book, not to force, just to make them happy, you become happy, good, leave a good impression. So there was no pressure on the head that I have to just give them the book. No, it's not. You just go and talk to them. If they are okay, they are happy, they want to take, they'll take. Otherwise not. So it was much easier to do it today. And I could do it like 6-7 Bhagavad Gita I could distribute in the devotees.
I was Arjun and I just in the last corner right before we come back to the Bhakti Center met one young guy. He goes to Cooper Union University, which Travis, some of us know, Travis been coming out for the last month, also goes there. And he had received a Krishna book and Bhagavad Gita from the devotees at not at Union Square, but at Astor Place. And he was kind of shaken up. And he said, right after he received the book, he went down into the subway and he almost got into a real physical altercation with somebody who was kind of being very antagonistic toward him. And he had to just escape this person, went into Duane Reade where they had a security guard, just snuck in. And right after, he was coming down the street and hey, I'm from Texas, where are you from? and he stopped and he said, I met you guys already. And you could see he was, you know, kind of visibly shaken up. So we took him through some pranayama, and we took him through some mantra, and told him about the Bhakti Center. And Arjun was there also sharing with him. It's just amazing to see that this person, a little maybe Sukriti was there, that had just been through this kind of traumatic experience. First time in New York he's ever had any type of strange experience. And immediately somehow some devotees were there to just, you know, maybe validate he's on the right path and give a little shelter, a little protection. So it's wonderful. I'll share one more. It's just going out initially, I felt very shy. And I was telling Arjun, I shared with Shishi Lu before, I've been going on book distribution since I was a little baby, in my mom's arm, you know. And it was always kind of a traumatic experience for me. I remember even in Gurukul, we would go out on book distribution, and it wasn't like, you know, it was a little fun, a little something, but it's always a little kind of rough. Like young kids on the street, like I don't remember it as such like a fun sort of thing. So I was just kind of a little, I'm usually very outgoing, easy to connect with people. I just kind of felt pretty constricted. And then eventually Arjun was praying for me to get a book out. I met one guy that was the ripest fruit, you know, ever, is a dripping mango.
I didn't even have to. He basically was like, you know, buying the book before I could even say anything. And you said, I've been looking for the Bhagavad Gita.
Oh my God.
So I could feel after that one connection, you could see just the confidence and much easier to connect. And so I'll be grateful.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I had a very similar experience what Prabhuji had. First, like 1 hour, I was just waving my hand, hello, hello, and everybody was saying, like, some people responding. But after some time, what happened was, like, one very young person just walked to me, and then I didn't say even hi to him. He said, I want that book. And then I just gave him. He had only $1, and he gave me. And then while walking, he already started the first page, was trying to, like, he was walking, and then he was looking at the book.
Wow.
So he was already, like, he knew it, and then I felt like, without even any effort, he just came and then just took that book.
Krishna. So I was in the team of the kids. So for first 1 hour, I struggled. I got frustrated because I was saying hi and no one was looking. But what I realized is the mood with which kids serve. So if I aspire to have the enthusiasm and energy and dedication with which kids distributed the book. So that's what I realized, that mood is more important than the service. So thank you very much, all the kids.
Hare Krishna. It's really a good experience for me because the first time, I was just going to the street and distributing the books, because we are there in one in the bookstall and we have been distributing the books. Initially, I really struggled so much, but I don't know how to approach people, and really very shy for some time. And then one lady came, like, I just showed her the yoga book, and she told, like, it was, I want to know more about the yoga, so I explained about the yoga and all that. And she went off, like, how much is that? I told her, this is a part of a donation, so whatever you want to give, you can give from your heart, like that. He told me, I don't have money, like something like, I told him, if you're really interested, you can take the book with that. And she was very happy, and he told, thank you so much. And she took one yoga book and went, and I was so happy. And the other thing is, I was so much inspired with my daughter, like, she was doing so wonderful things today. And I also be with her for some time, and I approached differently, and she told me, mommy, you're not doing rightly. It's not a way to approach the people. So I felt, okay, I have to learn from her, because it's not like this experience comes from the younger generation. So they are really very enthusiastic doing how much of patience they have to distribute the books. So it's really a good experience that I learned from my daughter and all the children who are there with us today. Thank you so much, and thank you all the devotees who are there with it. So it's really inspired me so much.
Hare Krishna. Well, it's always magic. Especially, there's a big force in numbers. When you see, like, and people recognize it, wow, you're really out here, huh? You're really doing this. Like, they see this, something happening. It's like an event. It definitely helps. So, yeah, it was beautiful. Everybody came out. All of a sudden, all the boxes were empty, and I got this anxiety. There's no more books. Like, what's going to happen? What are we going to do now? And people walking around with books everywhere. It's really nice experience. Krishna sent amazing people. And yeah, this place is like no other place. I mean, you could put 100 devotees in this part of Manhattan and distribute books. There's that many people moving around. It's unbelievable. I have not seen any other place in the world like that, which is like just built, just made for Sankirtan. And this is like the heart. You can really walk out of the street from here in any other directions and just go out. So we're very fortunate. It was nice to see all the people in my team. They really went for it. They watched a little bit, but then most of them, they just wanted to go out and do it and experience it. And Krishna gave them all
some success. It was really beautiful to watch. So thank you all for coming out and making the Sankirtan what it is. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Vaishnava Prabhu. It's funny, this morning I was asking about mystic power, right?
So
this Prabhu stopped a guy, and he was like, this, you know, it wasn't going well. So I just went into the Indian gentleman, I'm like, man, you told me you're Muslim, right? He's like, how do you know I'm a Muslim, man? Like, bro, I could just tell. And like, I just, you know, and he said something, and he told him God was born, and I told him, man, he was just testing you, bro. And like, he was flipping out at him. Then all of a sudden, he just, like, I started, like, cracking, making him crack up, or just, like, making jokes with him and glorifying him. And one thing, like, oh, man, you're a Muslim? And like, why are you giving him this book? Give him the Muslim book. And like, I grabbed the channel behind me, so, bro, Allah, check it out, Allah. And then, you know, he had Allah, and he took the book, he said, man, I'm going to give you a donation, don't worry, but I'm going to give you a donation. And he took it, it was really the mystic power thing. You know?
Hare Krishna, thanks for this training. So I had this experience that I took out the books, and there was this one bunch of college kids, and they just ran. They were like, oh my God, is this the Bhagavad Gita? And I was like, yes. And then they were like, we were just talking about it, and you know, they just found it, and then they just...
Anyone else? Stories to share? Realizations? Yes?
This is about you. When you came, I guess I don't need the microphone. It's
still online.
Yeah. It's going to be really fast. When it was almost time to go and you came to our group, we were group three, and you came to our group and asked us, what do we have left? And I said, well, the cookbooks. And then you turned around, you looked over my head, and you walked to the corner. And I just watched you, and I was in awe that every single person that crossed the street that you turned around to talk to stopped to talk to you. Didn't keep walking. And some of the people you were talking to had already passed us earlier and didn't stop. And you were just standing at that corner, and they just stopped for you. And somebody said to me, that's a Shakti. So I was in awe of that. I wanted to stand next to you and listen to what you were saying, but
no, they're Sukriti from
Kapani. I don't know. I was just in awe of that. I'm like, okay, just stand here on the corner, turn and say hi, and they just stop. So that was wonderful to behold.
Not ETA is 4:30.
Oh my God.
Well, we're going to have a little fun with this next section. Do we have our note takers here? Vrindavan's. Oh, you're here. Good. First of all, I'd like to say that today was an unqualified success, that this is a really powerful group, and that although we had a few that we felt, because there's so many moving parts to this and it's our first time doing it, considering all that, we did really well. There's many more things that went right than didn't. And all the things that didn't, we're trying to, up till now, we've been noting them all down. And one of the ways in which you'll see that this program continues to improve is we take note of everything that we see where there's room for improvement. And then we incrementally make those improvements very deliberately. And from that, the program grows.
and everyone starts to feel that, oh, it's better than it was last time. And there's a kind of combustion that takes place when that happens. And I'm really amazed at how hungry all of you are. I mean, not in the sense that you're waiting for 4:30, but in the other sense that I really felt it here during the seminar last night and today, that you're starving for this service, you know, to distribute books, and you all came out in big numbers. And for the first MSF we're having here with this group, it really bodes well for developing this in New York City. And I liked what Navina Prabhu said about how this city was made for Sankirtan. Mm-hmm. So we'll plan to continue the monthly Sankirtan festival and pick dates so that at a certain time every month the devotees can come together and go out. And the next time we go out, we'll have the foresight, because, or hindsight, I should say, to do a lot of the things that you felt were missing. For instance, we planned to have tables, but we didn't have the logistics together to have them. It would have made a difference in place. But next time, we will have it together. Probably there will be a nicely decorated also with some branding, some signs. And there are so many other things that you'll see the next time that will be better than the last time, that will be enlivening. So that's the plan. And a lot of people each doing a little bit. We did a lot of books today, and that's started the momentum here. And it's attracted a lot of really positive energy from all over the world. These pictures are going out, and people are appreciating on the internet that the devotees in New York City are going out doing book distribution and so forth. So now we're going to do a lightning round of room for improvement. So any of the things that you noted, and some of you have already said a couple of things, that it could be improved for next time, we'll just say what they are, and Vrindavan Vinodini will write them down, and then we'll have them on our list, which means that we're ready to improve. So what did you see that there's room for improvement? What areas?
I felt we were short on cards, cards as well as Bhakti Central cards. For me, that was helpful to tell them where we are located, so that could have more cards, flyers.
Okay, more cards, more flyers. Yes.
Maybe we could carry Spanish books.
Yeah.
Language books in general. We need to have, each group has to have the perfect assortment of. Mm-hmm. Books that are nicely indexed, so you know how to get that out. Good point. What else? Anything else? That's it. Okay. Over here.
You come over.
See, this is fun. Room for improvement, right?
Yeah. And also, in that same note, the proportion of like what people want to distribute, like maybe the devotees can express. I think this will develop over time, what they personally like to present and distribute to people, and then we can bring that ratio, you know, the correct ratio of which books per person.
To get an algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Ratio, what else? There were some other hands. Okay. Room for improvement, lightning round.
All of us should be capable to do transaction with credit card, and we should have enough singles. Like, there's one less reason for people to say no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Good. I like that. One less reason for people to say no. We'll eliminate all of the reasons, and everyone will say yes. Okay. Lots of.
It would also be nice if we could go to areas where there are more stores, or we could do store to store, or even like door to door in New York, because that's something which we haven't done.
We did one store today, a nail salon, and it was very pleasant going inside there. Store to store is one of the most pleasant kinds of book distribution. You won't feel the frenetic pace of the street. If you need a little break from that, you can go in store. So next time we'll plan for store to store.
You would also allow
yourself, Kasur Gopal and myself, we went out, we went into the liquor store.
Yeah.
And you just made the guy, you know, just, you know, give his money, and he was so embarrassed. He was an Indian guy. He was so embarrassed to just see Telugu guy, you know, had some like tilak on his head, and he was so embarrassed to see, he immediately gave you the money and, you know, took a book. So I was, you know, hoping we could do one of
you that. You made me go in. There's a wine shop. Go in there. But also, we went to a fire department. And your stupid made me go in there because we were walking by and all the firemen were.
No, you want to go in there. Go ahead. So I went in there and the fire chief was really into it. And so he bought a book. And then I told him about chanting, and he called the whole fire department over. He said, guys, get over here. You need this. And they all chanted the Maha Mantra. Okay, room for improvement.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. If it's possible to do, it'd be nice to have a Venmo account.
Yeah.
We got Venmo. Venmo, it's like a online credit card.
Cash app.
We got two donations
for what? For the millennials, especially for millennials.
Venmo and Cash App.
We'll get the Venmo.
Yeah, yeah, we know, I know.
Cash App. Now keep in mind, anything you say will be improved, we're going to do it. So say whatever you want, we'll build yourself a beautiful program.
Having water for the devotees, having prasad before maybe even them going out, so everyone's.
And
peaceful.
Snacks while you're out.
Snacks, oh man.
So people don't eat all of the lollipops.
Maybe we can do something from home. That's I didn't know that.
It'd be nice to have, logistics to have a vehicle that could actually drop the boxes on the tables. It just worked out perfect. We could actually walk out the door and have everything in walking distance.
Yeah.
But New York is unique. No other city has that privilege. So Krishna saved us. Still, we felt it. Like, you know, if you have to do the boxes moving and the table. Tables would have helped to have a table in every location. It just gives you more, you're more legitimate. You're more like visible. You got your act together. Not just working out a cardboard box on the side of the street.
Also, I suggest that you plan for some Harinam one.
That's what we must.
Each place could have at least the vibration going on. A nice harmonious kartal madunga, something, you know, at least the very minimum, something like that.
So you don't change up and now.
So then that will feel like a little festival there, and like you brought up, the power of the Holy Name is very important. Yeah, okay, what else? Room for improvement. Lightning round.
I like the language cards, it's so nice. Like,
use the mic.
The language cards were great, but if we have the books, at least the small book on the same language, have different languages. They go together. These are small books.
Right, definitely. Okay. Were you going to say more?
I'm just going to say, with the Harinam, because we're so close together, another option is that we could just have we could have small little Harinam parties, but we could also have a rip-roaring, huge Harinam that's going through and just kind of dropping into each, you know, station, enlivening the devotees, and then maybe even twice can kind of come around, so devotees stay, enthusiastic, and then everyone else throughout the city is seeing this big festival happening, and then when they meet the devotees, they're maybe more receptive.
Nice. Is that Prabhu, you know, getting attention is very important, so Harinam will easily get the attraction.
Okay, it's more about Harinam. Yes. What else? Other points, where did you see room for improvement? Give the mic to Vrindavan Vinoni. She'll read off the list that we have so far, that whatever's been mentioned here that we took down.
This includes other things that I've noted as well. It would be good to have a pre-logistic team to pack up books, tables, prasadam, and cards ahead of time, so that way everything's just set up and then devotees can pick it up. Signage for the tables, harinam with each group, making sure we have enough books, because this time it's because of Vaisheshika Prabhu that we have books. So that way, please.
So we'll need to make sure we follow the law of book distribution and get books so that we can show them. So we'll make sure to get more books. Order more lollipops, so we should have them overflowing, so that way we can give them out. You know, the kids can give them out, and everybody should be getting a lollipop, even if they don't take a book. So just some prashadam.
Oh, you can do cookies too.
Prashadam. Get credit card readers, so I know that ideally would be great if every single person had them, but at least one to two per group. Identify, this was Chaitanya Nanda Prabhu's idea actually. He said there's a zip car account, so we can identify drivers to be able to drive the cars. We'll set up a Square account, because that's also so Square, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, whatever we can do to reduce the barriers. Designated group leaders, we can try to identify that ahead of time. And then more mantra cards and Bhakti Center cards, language books. Gopal Chandrapu was saying that we can start off with at least Spanish, Chinese, and Hindi, because those were some of the main languages we encountered today. Find out what books devotees like to distribute so that we can find out the appropriate ratios. Having credit card readers, going store to store and door to door. Water for the devotees, prashadam before the MSF and snacks during the MSF. Harinam alongside the book distribution, maybe a larger Harinam that visits spots, and language cards that would go along with the different language books.
So when we grow in, when we go in many groups, we have to identify which street we need to go. So today we observed that in the three set of devotees all are in same group, I mean same street, I mean you know across the street, opposite street. So maybe we need to plan it out, like maybe a different street, you know. What I'm trying to say is that a person I'm meeting, and when they pass down me and another devotee is trying to approach him. So maybe if that the next devotee, if he is in a different street, he can meet different, you know, other people and try to, you know, expand the, you know, the
way. Okay.
Yeah.
So better spacing.
I was saying that too. Basically, we're not noticing it, you know, because we're not seeing each other the whole time. But then one person comes up and they say no, and they're getting hit by maybe one, two more. So it's just maybe even creating a negative experience for that person. They're being approached several times without us even being conscious of it, just because maybe too many devotees in one spot. But that's natural little gap.
So we can spread out more.
Yeah.
Also, one other thing, Prabhuji. I don't know if it's a good idea, but if we can have some signage or a banner that lists all the books. Because in a 1 minute elevator piece that we're giving to the people who are just rushing by, we cannot talk about all the other books that we have an offer. So maybe a small menu card listing the items that we have an offer. Maybe somebody might not be interested in the Bhagavad Gita, but in a cookbook. So.
Well, it's in the books.
In the bag books.
It's in your books.
No, I mean, to show it to people when they...
It's in the book.
It's in the book.
It's in the book.
Okay. The information's on back of the
book. I think he's talking about what we have on the
table.
On the table there, you know.
A business without sign is a sign of no business.
Oh!
Okay, so now we have 5 minutes before Prasad, right, Gopal?
Gopal, yeah.
4:34.
To finish our yajna today, and we get extra credit for being hungry. So, just so you know, I'm going to read you one more verse from the Bhagavad Gita, and then just after that, we'll sing some prayers before prasadam, and then prasadam will appear here.
Yeah.
At 4:34.
4:34.
I just got a book for the first time, distributed by one of you. It's the first time I've ever come in contact with anything that has to do with Krishna consciousness, and I just opened the book randomly. And this is what your person read today, and they just opened it. This is what their experience is. Are you ready?
The personality of Godhead replied, "The renunciation of work and work and devotion are both good for liberation, but of the two, work and devotional service is better than renunciation of work." Purport, fruit of activities seeking sense gratification are cause for material bondage. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at improving the standard of bodily comfort, one is sure to transmigrate to different types of bodies, thereby continuing material bondage perpetually. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this as follows. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yajindriya pritaya aprinoti asadu manye yata atmanoyam asan apiklesha asadeha prabhavastava dabodha jato yavan najignasata atmatattvam yavad kriyashtavadidam manovai karmatmakam yena sharira bandaha evam vana karma vasham prayunte avidya yatman yabidiyamane kritirna yavan mayi vasudeve namuchite deha yugena tavat. People are mad after sense gratification, and they do not know that this present body, which is full of miseries, is a result of one's fruitive activities in the past. Although this body is temporary, it is always giving one trouble in many ways. Therefore, to act for sense gratification is not good. One is considered to be a failure in life as long as he makes no inquiry about his real identity. As long as one does not know his real identity, he has to work for fruitive results for sense gratification. And as long as one is engrossed in the consciousness of sense gratification, one has to transmigrate from one body to another. Although the mind may be engrossed in fruitive activities and influenced by ignorance, one must develop a love for devotional service to Vasudeva. Only then can one have the opportunity to get out of the bondage of material existence. Therefore, jnana, or knowledge that one is not this material body but spirit soul, is not sufficient for liberation. One has to act in the status of spirit soul. Otherwise, there is no escape from material bondage. Action in Krishna consciousness is not, however, action on the fruitive platform. Activities performed in full knowledge strengthen one's advancement in real knowledge. Without Krishna consciousness, mere renunciation of fruitive activities does not actually purify the heart of a conditioned soul. As long as the heart is not purified, one has to work on the fruitive platform, but action in Krishna consciousness automatically helps one escape the result of fruitive action so that one need not descend to the material platform. Therefore, action in Krishna consciousness is always superior to renunciation, which always entails a risk of falling. Renunciation without Krishna consciousness is incomplete, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prapanchikataya buddhyahari sambandhi vastuna umukshabi prityago vairagyam palku katyate. When persons eager to achieve liberation renounce things related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking them to be material, the renunciation is called incomplete. Renunciation is complete when it is in the knowledge that everything in existence belongs to the Lord, and that no one should claim proprietorship over
anything.
Good. One should understand that factually nothing belongs to anyone. Then, where is the question of renunciation? One who knows that everything is property, Krishna, is always situated in renunciation. Since everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be employed in the service of Krishna. This perfect form of action in Krishna consciousness is far better than any amount of artificial renunciation by a sannyasi of the Mayavadi school. Wasn't that beautiful? I mean, you're not going to read that in the New York Times, the New Yorker, any of the bookstores you find anywhere. This is unique, a knowledge which goes to the heart of the living entity's predicament in the material world. And you are a special force to spread that knowledge so it integrates into society. As Prabhupada said, we'll inject it into human society. We talked about how books have that power. And if you dedicate your energies to expanding the distribution of these transcendental literatures, it is very well used, very well invested. There's a lot of things that you can invest in where the return on your investment is not so good. But this has an eternal effect, and it is also extremely potent. The mass distribution of literatures will have a great effect, both immediately and in the future. So you have a great future here. We have a great future here on this team. What is the name of this team, by the way, this monthly Sankirtan Festival
team?
T-N-Y? Team New York? Any other suggestions? No, I mean, we could take that. T-N-Y. Other names? Yes?
The Big Apple Team.
The Big Apple Team. Big Apple Team.
Big Apple Sankirtan.
Bad. Anything else?
Big Apple Sankirtan.
Big Apple Sankirtan.
Bus.
B-A-S. Bus. Any others?
Bhakti team.
Bhakti Sankirtan team.
Das
under Das.
Das
under Das. Das under Das. Das. How can I do? How can I do? How can I do? Team New York?
Team New York.
T-N-Y.
T-N-Y.
T-N-Y is pretty good. T-N-Y-C.
T-N-Y-C.
T-N-Y-C?
Yes.
T-N-Y-C.
Okay, so that's T-N-Y-C. You're all members of T-N-Y-C. We're going to need one photo here. Who's our on-the-spot photographer? We have? Oh, we have some totals already. Are you ready for totals?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think I have Diana's information yet. But
okay. Now, also, when you... You know, we can... there's more coming in. So what I suggest is, at some point, we do this a little more ceremonially, and we can do it in front of Prabhupada or something like that, up to Virabhadra Prabhu. We can discuss a good time to... Yeah, maybe tomorrow, if there's any time when it can be done, you know, read out the different departments that went out and stuff like that. Anyway, we can discuss. And what was I about to say? Oh, yeah, a team photo. And if somebody could bring a mudanga and kartals in here so we can do the prasadam prayers with some gusto. And then...
4:34.
It's 4:34, and so nobody goes after Gopal. I'm just trying to protect Gopal. He's the messenger.
And we're going to program too.
Yeah, okay. Everybody, can you invite everybody?
Okay, get a photo. Everybody in here. Team NYC.
Oh, we do.
Everybody's hand in. Come on, hurry, and we get it's a photo op. Quick, everybody in. Find a spot. Everybody in, put your hands in. In the middle. Who's getting the photo?
I got it.
You got it? You got to get a ladder, okay.
Hey, what's up, Brittany?
Okay. Team NYC, and we're going to do Gauranga on three.
Okay.
Up on three. One, two, three.
Go!
Do we have a mudanga?
Yeah, mudanga.
Someone have to hold this one. Dare da ja ja, jo devriya dahe ka, ya de dele ishay sohore, dharma ji ji. See everybody. Love of my soul. Krishna Kripa Sindhavacha Patitanam Bhavadevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Nantakodi Vaishnavindi Ki Jaya Mahaprasadam Ki Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jaya TNYC Ki Gopal escaped while we were okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman. Hey, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.